time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, we about to go.
What's the deal? You know what? We ain't doing no intros. Y'all know what's going on by now, man. Y'all know what's going on by now. On this glorious Sunday. What's going on, man? How y'all feeling, man? Football season is officially back. As you can tell, Ram Nation, we in this thing.
How about them Eagles, though? Nigga, easy W, but we going to have to run it back, right? Hey. I don't like that Brazil shit. That shit was bullshit.
Brazil low-keeping up.
Nah, it was lit, but the players, too many players are complaining about the damn fields. Like, they should have used the fucking rugby field or something. Like,
it was real grass. They used to play on turf. But that gave me that old NFL field, that 1997 John
but
Madden.
But the soccer grass is a little different.
Slippery. Like, it's harder to adjust to the ground.
Yeah. They used to being able to just cut on a dime on that. Turf.
The turf garbage too, though.
The turf tear your knees up.
Nah, that's fast.
That's where all them injuries coming from.
Did we do a sound check already? Or?
Oh, man, my God.
We did that a long
if
time
your mic
ago.
Ain't on, it just don't deserve to be on. Everybody did a mic check.
Cup playing with niggas.
I'd have handed everybody headphones.
I can hear your shit.
Yeah, you talking about did we do a mic check?
Don't spill that.
Nigga Kali said niggas was good like 10 times.
Hey, did y'all see Tyreek Hill just got arrested before the game?
I didn't see that one.
I think he was on the way to the stadium. He got bumped up. They said driving violation outside the stadium. Put him in cuffs. I got to look at the updates to see if they let him go because, you know, this is season opener. So, to me, whoever that sheriff was, he must have had whoever they playing defense and fantasy. And he was like, nah, not today,
not
buddy.
Today.
Not today, buddy. I need them points. Tyreek is out of here.
But he can make bail quick as ASAP. He should have been out of there within an hour or two.
Especially if it's not nothing crazy, huh?
He probably was out, but they had to, you know, investigate, like, why he was arrested, make sure it's not no drugs involved or possession. But the world is changing, man. It used to be a time when certain people got special treatment, and that was okay because they understood what these people represented to the masses. Now, every little bitch ass, police officer, whoever, you know, we're so integrated. We have so much access to information. It's like everybody's trying to be an activist. Everybody's trying to, like, get their little 15 seconds of fame. And it's like people don't even think about, like, the bigger picture when they do things now. It's like, bro, millions of fans came, well, thousands of fans came to see this dude play football, and you're gonna put your own little personal bullshit in front of that, where you could have just gave bro a warning, like, look, man, I'm not, like, don't do this no more. I understand you got somewhere to go. It's like if a cop lets you go because you late to work and you were speeding. I've had a cop tell me, man, just get to work, man, don't trip, you know.
The thing you forgetting is, like you said, people don't have special treatment. They give them special treatment right there by arresting them before the game. Like, it's just not a positive special treatment. You get what I'm saying? That's what it is. Like,
they got pulled over.
They pulled him over, arrested him for no other reason besides Tyreek Hill. I agree
with you, though, Brandon. Arresting Tyreek Hill is absurd. Like, it ain't stupid. He was up at 2, 3 in the morning joyriding. He on his way to the stadium, on his way to work. So I don't.
Bro, you just had a light skin moment, nigga. Like, for real, nigga. I didn't think that shit was real right now.
Hey, that was crazy.
What you mean?
He said, y'all got a special treatment for you, boy.
Special black treatment.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. And they take regular niggas and fuck their day up every day.
Now, but you don't arrest an NFL superstar before the game. That's absurd. That was all ego from that
you
officer.
You fucking the money up.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that's why he's going to arrest him even more.
And what we know about athletes, once you set the precedent of arresting them, every cop who run into them is now looking for I don't know if y'all remember the story of Mike Tyson.
So what was actually the charges? Do anybody know?
They said it was some Well, let me look it up because I got the article.
I'm really surprised Brandon even saying this right now.
I think he deserves it.
I'm confused as to why you think because you're Tyreek Hill that they're not going to treat you like you a nigga.
Me,
still.
I am a conservative.
I'm just confused
about
that.
So conservatives are all about the money and the bottom line. What does it do for you to get an arrest on Tyreek Hill on damn near game day?
I'm not saying it does anything. I'm just saying
it is actually game day, not even damn near. This is hours before the game. He's in handcuffs. So what does that even do to his psyche?
If you found cocaine on him or something like that, I get that.
It's understandable, yeah.
If he beating his bitch up, I get that. Bro, you just being petty at this point because the police, especially now, the police barely enforce crime as it is, especially in Kansas City.
So this is what it was. It was for reckless driving.
Come on, cuz.
Tyreek Hill driving into the stadium was stopped by police officers before being handcuffed and placed face down into the pavement by officers.
So he was down there already at the stadium.
He was at the stadium. That's what I'm saying. He got cuffed outside the stadium. Like, he's pulling into the stadium.
Right.
They pulled him over for reckless driving, which is absurd. Like Brandon said, this dude's worth millions of dollars. You could have bumped him up, say, hey, bro, slow down. Oh, man, you Tyreek Hill. Man, have a good game today, man. Just, you know, slow it down.
Was it an away game?
No.
That's home game.
This home game.
Which makes it worse.
Yeah, that does.
This home game.
Hey.
So that was an officer who, he was hating, bro. Because I'm looking at him.
That's what they do.
He got that cut like he not fucking with
bro,
niggas at all.
That's what they do, though. I'm confused to what y'all saying.
You got people.
They do that to regular niggas every single day.
Hold on. How many NFL players been arrested outside the stadium on game day?
Probably none.
Listen, bro.
Exactly. That's what we saying.
I'm saying that. Listen, bro. It's not. You got Venezuelan migrants who went and was robbing shit who got out on $1,000 bond, my nigga. Like, if you're enforcing the law.
Are they black?
Listen. If
are
you're
they successful?
Listen, they're letting black people out too.
I'm asking you though.
Listen,
are they black and are they successful?
That's
what I was getting at with the special treatment. If a cop on a power trip sees Tyreek Hill driving to the game and he does anything wrong, what do you think the police officer is going to do? Oh, that's Tyreek Hill. If he's on a power trip, like y'all are saying, or he has that you think he's going to say?
Maybe that's the new generation.
I'm talking about the police officer.
I'm gonna be real.
How I feel about
this is why
it.
We're speaking
you
on
think
it though, because
the police officer is gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna give him a pass.
Yes,
nine times out of ten,
yes.
I expect an NFL player to get a pass. We're not gonna see Tom Brady. We're not gonna see Wes Walker. We're not gonna see none of these niggas laying face down at the stadium.
No.
We know why he's rushing through the stadium. He's trying to. It's game day.
Right.
It's game time. We know he's trying to get to work.
Nigga mentioned, but you mentioned Tom Brady and Wes Walker.
I know.
I'm just trying to get y'all to understand. Like, it doesn't matter that he's Tyreek Hill.
Well, we're trying to.
A cop on a power trip is going to do whatever he's going
to
do.
What we're trying to get you to understand, I think we coming from a different generation. Back in the day, racism be damned, a cop was letting that nigga slide off of the fact, this is our star player.
I get you,
we
bro.
In Miami. These niggas nowadays, everybody feels like they're a star now because of the internet. Everybody
crazy,
wants to be recognized.
Look, this
for
was college.
They was beating niggas in the middle of the street, and you talking about cops?
Not
in
NFL players.
Hold on, because you're making a point
more than they was now.
Listen, the athlete always got the pass. If we just look historically in history, before college were integrated, when it was no blacks allowed, guess who was the first blacks allowed? It wasn't the scholars. It wasn't the doctors. It wasn't the lawyers. It was the athletes that they let on them campuses when they was like, "You niggas can't." Come here and go to school here.
How's that
the athletes,
though?
They let them come. Meaning that they always got special treatment because it's money. It's money involved.
Being a
you
token
being
is not
here,
special treatment, bro.
You crazy as hell.
Being
you,
a token is
Tyreek,
not special treatment.
Tyreek Hill being at that game is generating money for the Dolphins. It's generating ticket sales. It's generating merch sales. So he's hands off. I guarantee you that officer is going to get a tap on the shoulder.
He's
going to
get in trouble. He's going to get
He's going to get a tap on the shoulder. Say, man, what the fuck wrong with you?
Your
ass on desk duty for the next 6 months, nigga.
Hey, if you saw the movie 42 with Jackie Robinson, remember when the Klan stopped the fucking bus, like send that nigga off the bus. Man, the white niggas came out with baseball bats beating them niggas down. Why? Athletes have always gotten special treatment.
Always.
To Cali point, it has been moments where black people wasn't even allowed to go in the same hotel rooms and same shit as the other players.
And
so
be rich, right? Be
yeah. So it is
name
two sides to every coin.
Who
was the first baseball player dude that got into the baseball league?
Jackie Robinson.
He was one of the ones that was getting treated different.
Yeah, some people couldn't go through
nigga,
the front
musicians.
Door.
You got people like Frank Sinatra who I'm just going to just give it to entertainment in general. He was fucking with black people who are musicians, and they would go to certain hotels, and it was like, hey, you niggas can't come here. I don't give a fuck how famous you are.
And you got
2024, who's getting arrested before the game? Y'all niggas crazy. Nobody's getting arrested before the game.
He's saying why the cop is still going rogue on the way he's going.
But you got to understand when black celebrities was discriminated against back in the day, that's because there were other rich white people around who was like, you going to let that nigga come through the front door. So there was like a consensus. This is just Tyreek Hill and a punk-ass cop by themselves
in front
of a fucking stadium.
That's my point.
He could have just let the nigga slide with a warning,
I'm going to tell you what it was.
Now, that's facts.
Tyreek was driving in a car that was worth more than his yearly salary, and he was feeling some type of way. He was like, I'm going to get at him some type of way, the only way I know how. You put him face down before the game. If he was reckless driving, you gave him a ticket, all right, cool. But to put him in cuffs and put him face down, that's where it became personal. Because, I mean, reckless driving, you're not going to jail for that.
He
wasn't under the influence. That's a ticket going your way. Okay, I know you hating. I'm a rich NFL. Ripping this up. I'm to the game.
Let me tell you how cold it is. The mere fact that Tyreek Hill complied with the shit, Tyreek Hill could have made a huge scene right there and probably got a huge lawsuit. Nigga, I'm not getting out the car. I'm scared. That nigga pulled the gun on me. Tyreek Hill complied with you. He got out the car. He laid face down. You know what, Mr. Hill? I'm going to let you off with a warning this time. I didn't realize it was you or either, hey, man, you know what? You're driving a little bit fast. I know you got somewhere to go. I know who you are. Just slow it down. Whatever.
I'm just saying at any moment, it's game day.
We don't know what he's going
to
do.
At any moment, if a police officer wants to power trip, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are, they're going to power trip.
We're not in disagreement with that, but the odds of that happening shouldn't happen at the end of the day. But even Tyreek Hill's probably thinking in his mind, let me hurry up and go make bail. I probably got 4 hours before the game start. Get me to the station. Let me get the fuck up out of here and get back to my game.
Well, at the end of the day, if he is power tripping, by some stroke of luck, he's watching this. Hey, officer, shitbag, don't arrest the best player on the team or even harass him on the day of the game.
I can't believe you had his point.
We giving game right now. Officer, shitbag, use situational awareness and don't arrest the damn player on the team that's going to bring your city millions and millions of dollars.
Listen, hold on. You the first nigga when it's an unnamed black nigga to say where's the accountability for him? When it's Tyreek Hill, you're not saying nothing. Not saying that he deserved it, but I'm just saying your viewpoint and your words right now are completely different when it's a black famous person compared to somebody who's a no name. And that's crazy to me.
If you just say the same thing but say it much slower.
What you mean? You'll understand.
You'll understand where I'm coming from.
What you mean?
No, I understand personal accountability, bro was driving fast. All I'm saying is he was driving fast. That's not somewhere you got to pull a nigga out the car, put him face down on the ground. Like, I wouldn't agree with that for nobody, really. Especially when the police aren't even enforcing the law as it is. Like, I get Tyreek Hill. Now, if we're saying the law is the law, and let's arrest everybody, deport these fucking migrants, because the law is the law. Get these bums out of my damn driveway, because the law is the law. We're not even enforcing the laws on a day-to-day basis. But now, because it's a celebrity, let me be on that. How many crimes did that nigga let slide that day and decided to go up on Tyreek Hill? Like, don't make it arbitrary. If you're going to do it consistently, let's do it. But if you're not, then don't pick on him specifically.
Man, let's keep it 100. It was hate from the officer. We all know how that go.
How do we know he's even driving reckless?
I'm just saying, it doesn't even matter. If it's Tyreek Hill, it's before game day, it's in Miami, he's at the stadium, we know what it is. He's a racist cop, he was hating. Tyreek was in a car that cost more than he's going to ever be able to afford in his life, and this is the only way that he could get some type of get back. We all know what's going on. If you from the hood, you know how this go. You could be a regular, everyday working class Joe. If you got a nice car, they pulling you over. What, you a drug dealer? What, you got guns in here? Like, we know what's going on by now. But, like, to Brandon's point, in 2024, that just doesn't happen. And I guarantee you, that officer finna get disciplined, because them complaints is finna come down from higher ups. You talking billionaire owners. What? You got my star athlete face down before the game? Mm-hmm. Is you crazy?
Yep.
That officer getting in trouble. Guarantee you that.
And they're thinking about the potential, like what could happen in a situation. Because there's some athletes that ain't laying on the ground for your ass. Fuck you, I ain't laying on the ground. Could you imagine them doing that to Jordan? Nigga, you damn near causing a riot.
Jordan would have got a pass. But at the end of the day, Tyreek Hill be on fucking time with being late to your damn game.
Facts,
nigga.
Facts. And that's on us to hold him accountable.
I don't know if he was late or not, so I ain't gonna say that.
But period.
What you, regardless if he is or not, you speed to
don't
get
there. Don't put your ass in a situation to where shit could go left, because bro could have literally not been here right now off of some dumb shit. So to black people, don't take this as an excuse to try to argue with the cops and I'm a speed and they shouldn't arrest me. We're just saying it was a bad call on the cops' part. Also a bad call on Tyreek Hill's part.
I don't know. I ain't blaming Tyreek for that because we don't know what it was. He could have been there early for the game. The officer just seen him and bumped him up. We don't know if he was driving reckless. We don't know if he was speeding. It's just the officer's word versus the reports that we got. Now, I'm pretty sure they got cameras out there, so I'm pretty sure some footage, TMZ going to get hold of that footage and release it. You know TMZ know everything. So.
Well, there's body cam.
So, yeah. So, I mean, come on. Body cams go on and off. I mean, like, unedited footage from the stadium to show how he was driving to get pulled over. So once that comes out, we can give more analysis. But speaking of football, it was announced, Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing at the studio. I mean, I'm tripping. We in the studio.
Look,
Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing at this year's Super Bowl. How do y'all feel about that? Is this another L for Drake? Because you know they trolling the fuck out of Drake right now. Like, Drake is the biggest artist ever, and he ain't even got a Super Bowl performance. Mm. I feel like he got it just off of the Drake beef, though.
He was at the 2022 Super Bowl as well with Eminem and Dre. And
yeah, this ain't the first time Kendrick has done it.
That's a little different, though.
Because Dre and
them got to handpick it. So I'm thinking the NFL handpicked this one. Like, no, we need him because it is this. It's the biggest song in the world. Everybody's redoing it, the news, the NFL networks, band season here, the band's going crazy. We need to capitalize off this hype.
At the end of the day, it's all about the numbers, right? Kendrick doing numbers right now. Everything he dropped right now, millions of views on it. The NFL is smart. They're a smart business or nonprofit, because that's what they're listed as. They know who to bring. I wish it was for a better reason. I wish Kendrick Lamar had just dropped like a internationally successful album. I don't like the fact that it comes, you know, off the back of kind of going at another dude, another black dude, another artist in a negative way. Because that to me is like, would he have gotten the same opportunity off of like To Pimp a Butterfly or something like that, which was mostly positive? I love it. Kendrick, shout out to him. But I wish it was for better reasons. I wish it came off the back of a better effort.
But that's a good point. But at the end of the day, like Kylie just said, he's already been to the Super Bowl. They done brought him out, acknowledged his greatness. So I think that's a win. That's a win for Kendrick, regardless how anybody sees him, how he got it or the way, no matter what it is. I'm not going to just put it on Drake. Like, that shit is low-key dead at this point. Like, they're just using Kendrick because they see how he has the mystique of, like, the rappers back in the day. So when he comes out, he drops like it's like C4 blowing up. So I think that's a good look for Kendrick. That's a good look for the West, man.
They about to resurrect that bitch like a zombie. Trust me, when that nigga performed Not Like Us at the Super Bowl, it's going to be reignited for another 2 months.
Did he say what he was performing?
That's my question.
He's performing that.
Do you think he's going to perform Not Like Us?
He's performing that.
He might be cooking something else.
What else can he perform other than Not Like Us?
I just got tingles thinking about the nigga performing.
This is where we get into the conversation of, like, even when you looked at the Pop Out concert, it was like the fans were there and this was my point a long time ago about, like, if you fuck with Kendrick and you know his music in depth, then you'll see, like, even at the Pop-Out, most of the fans didn't know a lot of the songs, or they weren't going as crazy to a lot of the songs until Not Like Us came on. A lot of people, I felt like, was in there for that, to hear that shit played, what was it, 9, 10 times? But when he played, like, Element, when he played DNA, or when he was going back to certain songs on Good Kid, people was kind of like, they was going crazy, but they wasn't going. So
I can't say that because I feel like people knew the words. They know the words of all his damn concerts. You can look up plenty of goddamn music of Kendrick doing shows where they rapping all his music word for word. The only thing is about Not Like Us, it had a different energy. Of course, it's going to turn you up more than these other songs would. So that's the only way I see it. But
this is not a Kendrick concert. This is an NFL Super Bowl. So this is the casual. This ain't even a casual. This is the people who are rich enough to afford a seat at the stadium. They don't know
half-time
Kendrick's catalog.
I don't think so.
I'm not believing they know Kendrick's catalog, but they know Not Like Us. So other than Not Like Us, I'm not seeing what else he could perform to generate that type of hype.
I'm looking at his albums right now. Like, the most, I would say, commercially successful, and I'm not speaking on numbers or this and that. I'm just saying from what I've seen in the streets and what people know.
Money Trees.
It's Damn, the album.
Oh, Damn.
Because it has...
So what do you got? DNA, Be Humble, all that? Right?
Loyalty with Rihanna, Love, Sicari with Sicari. He's got Fear. Pride, feel.
Money Trees.
Yeah, which that's
no, that's the most commercially famous song.
Money Trees is a banger, though.
It's a little bit old. He might play.
That was the
Super
hit.
No, think about the Super Bowl, the type of energy that they're looking for. What was the song J-Rock performed at when he performed for the NFL?
They're looking for that type of vibe.
They're looking for the win.
Niggas ain't say nothing when Eminem performed.
Bro, they performed.
How many people worldwide knew his shit? Like, it wasn't an Eminem concert.
Everybody knows.
They
know.
Man, how many Eminem songs you know he can perform?
You talking about the Super Bowl?
Yes.
M can perform a lot of songs, bro.
What songs can he perform?
Lose Yourself Automatic.
Of course you're going to name that.
My palms are sweaty. What's that shit?
Lose Yourself.
What else is he? What else would he perform?
Lose Yourself. I don't fuck with M, so I don't think.
Nah, I'm just saying. Lose
Yourself. He's an Eminem hater. I'm just being real.
Lose Yourself, besides that, what crowd that's going to know at the Super Bowl?
Lose Yourself is white people's dreams and nightmares.
It don't matter.
That
okay,
is going
Lose
crazy.
Yourself, they not like us. Okay, what else he going to perform after that?
M could perform a lot of shit.
What else?
Anything from his catalog.
Now,
nobody
knows his shit like that.
He's the highest selling rapper.
Nobody knows his shit like that.
White people know him. They know him.
He not performing no damn Stand. This nigga crazy.
He got Sorry Mama.
M can perform Stand.
He's not performing none of that, man.
You
to sit here and say Eminem
M
can perform
go back
shit
to
but
his
Kendrick
first
can't.
Album and perform
man,
all
none of
them
these kids
singles.
Even know that
he
shit. They barely going back and watching that.
You talking about kids. We're talking about fans in the stadium.
They're not performing none of that.
Well, let me just say this so that we don't lose this point.
Eminem is performing shit off Kamikaze.
One no, he can perform Cinderella, man. Anyway, once people hear who this is how it usually works. Once people hear who's performing at the Super Bowl, that's why they announce it ahead of time. They then go familiarize themselves with that artist. Like, when I didn't know who Arcade Fire was, but when they won a damn Grammy, I went and listened to them to see, let me see what this shit is that they talking about. That's how the majority of the world works. Now, black people, we don't operate like that for the most part.
Swimming Pools was a banger. Yeah. He can still go out there and salute to Nip and perform Dedication.
All day. He got shit he can do.
So what to I'll see say, here act like he can't get in his bag is crazy.
Plus patience. Yeah. I could see that on the Super Bowl stage.
Do you think the fans are even
dedication.
There
you gotta
for,
be dedicated.
So for the performance, or do you think they're there for the game? Like in the
no, they're there for the game.
Everybody's there for the game, but the performance is more for, I would say more for damn near the people at home than the people at the
Hold
game.
Hold on, I'm only saying that because you just said that we people are going to see who the performer is, then they're going to go and make themselves familiar with the music.
Yeah, because
why would people do that?
That's what
if they
people
don't
do.
Care
like,
about the performance
okay, say you go
and
to
they a, care about the game.
Say nah, go, some people prep like you go to a concert, they want
to
relearn songs.
You go to a concert with a bitch,
certain stuff.
You like we going to this? What kind? Like okay, say I want to go to a Maxwell concert because he did a Tiny Music Desk and it was jamming. Nigga, I'm gonna go look up some of the songs. So if he like, hey, y'all sing it with me, I kind of be able to do that. A lot of people do that. When they go to concerts,
I guess I look at the NFL a little bit different.
True fans already might know the music, but like he's saying, some people do might go prepare for it.
And they're going to bring people
I'm
going to
tell you what's going to happen. He's going to go up there. He's going to perform maybe snippets of a couple songs. We all waiting for Not Like Us.
When
that drops, it's going to go viral. It's going to go on every blog site. It's going to be the hype of the song is going to be reignited. It's going to be on a Shade Room. Joe Budden Pie going to talk about it. Everybody's going to talk about it. It's going to make the news. Drake going to have to relive the horror of that hit song again. It's going to rechart on the streaming sites. The streams are going to go through the roof again. And people who are not familiar with his catalog, as Brandon said, they're going to start going to get familiar. So all his albums, all his music, his streams are going to immediately go up after the Super Bowl, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, that's a guarantee for sure.
Yeah, like... Also, remember what the Super Bowl halftime performance is. It's to display music that even people who watch the Super Bowl might not be familiar with. Like, when Snoop Dogg them get their ass up there, they still Eastside Long Beach, nigga. This, then, that. You know, they ain't saying nigga. And they not saying Crip. But it's still Bow Wow Wow, UPO, UPO. Like, you're kind of introducing that music to new audiences. Like, people who ordinarily wouldn't listen to Snoop Dogg. And that's how that whole economy... surrounding music works. this is a platform to introduce, because those people who perform at the Super Bowl, they don't even get paid. I don't even think they get paid.
It's just for promotion.
It's just promotion.
Well, it's the greatest promotion in the world. Yeah. So you don't get paid for the performance, but off the back end, the opportunities that it provides, yeah. Oh, you get paid.
And you know Jay Pickin, who performed too. So that probably got
well,
a big...
Yeah, shout out to Jay, because he's a big part of the musical performances during the Super Bowl. And let's be real. If the culture's not involved, it's awful. Because those couple Super Bowls where we didn't have nobody up there performing, that shit was trash. And I think that's why they went to get Jay. Like, man, we need some hippity-hop up here.
Nigga, we had,
because the whole world...
We had Michael Jackson. Nigga, that was the... Black people will forever rule the Super Bowl just because of that one performance.
I mean, just think of the Super Bowl halftime show with no black people.
You can't have it.
It's not happening.
Shit, they had Lady Gaga, though. It wasn't a nigga on stage.
Is Lady Gaga that big, or do she...
She's not, big.
She's dissing our culture a little bit.
She's pretty big.
She's huge.
No, I mean,
man.
She's huge.
She's a superstar. They was comparing her low-key to, like, Madonna when she was first popular.
Yeah.
Madonna is really noticeably... Damn near more famous for getting that black dick dipped into her than her music.
Hey, they brought Madonna to do the Super Bowl, remember?
Yeah,
she recently did
I'm
one.
Saying, Rob, I'm saying, hey, Robin low-key was the first Ray J, because he was piping Madonna down before them games.
He got her pregnant.
That's what I'm saying. And then her name really started to superstar status.
Didn't he
after
marry
that.
Her or some shit?
Huh?
Didn't he get married or some shit to one of them?
He married himself.
Yeah.
He put on a dress. It was... Hey, nobody ever called Robin gay for that either. Ain't that funny?
Man, they always call Robin weird.
No, they call him weird. You can't call him gay.
They didn't call
have
him gay.
Some of the baddest bitches in history.
Beat a nigga ass. Cub was...
So he not. So you ain't gay when you put on a dress?
He is gay, but nigga was scared to call him gay.
It's subjective, yeah.
To me, Robin was more of that abstract, punk, rocky type of... You know, we all knew the nigga at school had the gauges, the weird piercings, but he always had the baddest bitches.
Bro,
so you couldn't play with him.
Bro, put on a wedding dress, my nigga.
And
a wig.
Yeah.
Man, he did.
Ain't no
justifying
it.
Dennis Rodman, nigga, the basketball player.
That's crazy. Like, y'all niggas.
You had that nigga in high school? The nigga dyed his hair, had the weird piercing, gauges.
He didn't have a veil and a wedding dress.
Not a dress, not to that degree, but I mean, he was borderline suspect, other than he always had the baddest bitches.
I didn't know that nigga.
I'm just being consistent.
Today is different.
Anybody
though.
Else? Because
we crucify niggas for that.
Niggas have lost their career, nigga, over putting on a dress.
All right, let's be real. Prince had his ass out.
Who?
Prince had his ass out.
Nigga gay.
Nobody never called Prince gay.
Niggas always was calling Prince weird.
Who called Prince gay?
A lot of people did. They just knew he had bitches. But that
Prince could have fucked your mama. So
no,
who called
Prince,
him
gay?
It
Prince
don't matter.
Like
it's a lot of these gay niggas that be still fucking bitches.
Prince was like a male stripper though, nigga. Because if you at his concert, it ain't nothing but
let's get
bitches
up off this.
For the
let's
first
go to the next. Let's go to the next topic.
Gross, nigga. Like,
you know, Prince with the ass out.
It's realistic.
Wait, let me ask a question. If a nigga walks out with assless chaps. In the first 20 rows is pure bitches screaming, throwing their drawers on stage. Is he really gay? Then you have to call a male stripper gay.
You gay for having your ass out in your pants, period. Regardless of the fact.
Let me say something. When it comes to what's gay or not, I don't look at women like their reaction and say, okay, that's what I'm judging if what's gay or not. I'm judging it based off of men's standards. If you wear a dress, if your ass is out, you're gay. That's it. It ain't no, bitches are screaming and this and that. You're gay. I get the dress. That's it.
I get the dress.
It ain't nothing else.
I get the dress.
Y'all know what chaps is for?
Bitches don't make you
look here you come with the slavery.
It's cow nose. No.
I wasn't going to say shit. I'm just going to say.
They should take the biggest slur.
No.
What are the chaps?
He's saying that. I'm just saying chaps is for niggas that use chainsaws and firefighters. That's what chaps are.
Yeah.
He going on some whole other left shit. What the fuck is he talking about?
I think chaps originally. The reason they were created at first, way back in the West, was because, like, when you ride horses and shit, when you break horses.
I forgot about that, too.
The horses gets real sweaty. I own several horses. They get super sweaty.
Nigga, where your horses, nigga? Where your horses, nigga?
I own horses.
Niggas wasn't letting that go.
Hit the cat button. Oh, my God.
This nigga got horses, dogs.
This nigga talking about a trained dog.
Let him finish his story. Hey, be all you want to be.
I own several horses before. I could prove that easily.
No, that's not. Yeah.
Look,
the only niggas I know own horses live in Compton.
That's where I kept my horses, Compton and Chino. But anyway, when you ride horses, they sweat bad. That's what they don't show you in the movies. So if you wearing your regular pants and your horse get real sweaty, like you working with the horse or riding far, your pants will get drenched. So chaps keep that from happening. That's why a lot of you see back cowboys just have the chaps on. They go around your jeans. and then they buckle.
Hey, in other news, because we just talked about this last episode, Marlon Wayans went to Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp, Vlad's immediate op, and did the interview that Vlad didn't want to pay for. The interview did over 1 million views in 24 hours.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Marlon Wayans came back out and started trolling Vlad. I quote, he said, well, I guess the lemons was worth the squeeze. So, number one, do we feel that that interview is doing those numbers if the whole beef with Vlad doesn't happen?
No.
Did Marlon organically produce those numbers during the interview?
He did not, and that's or, no disrespect.
Or did he do those numbers because Shannon Sharp has enough followers to where almost every interview he does hits that 1 million view mark? Go.
So there's it's a mix of both. He did the numbers because of the beef, and then he also did the numbers because he went on Shay Shay after the beef. So the little, you know, debacle they had online, then you go on Club Shay Shay. Club Shay Shay is known for producing these viral interviews where people feel comfortable enough to say shit that they have never said on other interviews. So I think it was a mix of that that really made the viewership go up. But what I want to say to
So you agree with Vlad's original statement?
I don't agree with his... Okay. From a business standpoint of view, I do. But where I think it became bad was when he, you know, brought it to the public. But if I'm a business, right, and I am having interviews, and I have to go off of statistics, right? So if you only do 100,000 views or 300,000 views, and I know what the profit is for that, I'm not going to do it. Because it's a business. Now, if you come out and say something about it, that's when it becomes outside of business and it becomes personal. But as a business, if you say, hey, we decline that offer, and that's that, then that's cool because it's your business and you do what you want to do with it. But to come out and say something is a different story.
For us to base the things off statistics, how many interviews do we know that recently that the Wayans have done to that point to even go off those statistics? Mostly everything they do actually does numbers. So for them to have that much doubt and say that he's not worth something, now he obviously is proving now that he's worth more than what people believe him to be.
No, I agree. I think, but again, I just think Vlad, from a business standpoint of view, was like, I'm not paying you that because you're 300,000 views. He broke it down in a tweet. It's not going to make enough money for me to do the interview with
you. Well, this is what he compared it to. When Marlon went on Hot 97 and then Vlad went on Hot 97, he said, well, my interview did more numbers than yours. So that's what he was really comparing it to as far
tweet.
As the number wise. But again, to be real and unbiased, the interview exploded the way it did strictly because it came directly off of that beef. And he went to Shannon Sharp, which is the culture. So the culture is going to support the culture because anything Shannon Sharp does at this point, you like, man, I'm finna hear something that I'm not going to get it on no other platform because he's literally turned into damn near to Wendy Williams where people are coming to air out their grievances with other celebrities. That's his platform now. I mean, he has other interviews that talks about other things, but the most noticeable things from these interviews are when people are airing each other out. So it exploded the way it did because it was the perfect storm. He has a big enough platform with enough following that for sure it's going to do 1 million views. It might have not did 1 million in a day. It might have did 500,000-600,000 in a day. But that beef with Vlad, that was the icing on the cake. But shout out to Shannon Sharp and shout out to Marlon Wayans for finally getting the flowers he deserves because he's still a legend. The interview was actually dope. Like, he dropped a lot of knowledge and a lot of stories that were I didn't even know. Like, what's the movie they had? How to be a menace while drinking your juice in the hood. Don't be a menace while drinking juice in the
Take
hood.
Take this nigga's black card. For that one.
How to be a menace.
Spare me. But he was basically saying they had to write 10 to 20 different scripts. It was to the point where they ran out of ideas because they kept rejecting the script, saying, write it again. And him and his brother was like, fuck, man, what are we going to do? We got to have this movie in a week. And he said he went and got high with his boy. And then everything that was happening when they got high, they just put in the script. And that's how the movie came along. And he was like, it wouldn't have happened that way if we didn't have to go through all those scripts. So this is a point we made on the show is sometimes the universe is going to test you. It wants to see how bad you really want something. So when you think you got the perfect script, nah, you got to move this mountain 20 times before you're able to move it. But once you finally move it, that's the right moment. That's the time that you're going to shine the most, because those other scripts might have not hit as hard as those scripts. You might have thought it was perfect, but the universe was like, nah, you got better in you. Let me drain your tank and see what else you could come up with. So don't always quit. It's like 3 feet from gold, man. You digging. You right there. It's either you're going to keep digging and hit the gold, or you're going to turn away.
I want to say something else, too. Message to black people. Like, when you look at the amount of numbers or the amount of views that the Marlon Wayans interview did, if we support everything the same way we do when it's a beef or some drama attached to it, we could literally have the whole culture to ourselves. So that's what I want for us to understand, that is that instead of, because that's what we do. We won't give Marlon views, because you go look at his views, right, before the pre-Vlad little debacle, and they're not as much on YouTube as that interview was.
So
saying that instead of supporting off the back of a beef or whatever it is, just support 24/7. Invest in it 24/7.
So why,
instead of when it's something, you know what I mean, drama to come from it.
So when we say these type of things, why even us give negative connotations to certain things? So we saying Marlon is not worth something, or we're giving an opinion about something before it even happens to disagree with that. It's like the statistic with Vlad interview, to compare that, is two different things. Marlon is not no fucking hip hop celebrity. So to go off stats with Vlad about, oh, I did more numbers on Hot 97, of course, you're a fucking DJ that's been around for 20 plus years probably in the industry, versus Marlon Wayans just being around certain rappers and him being an actor and doing certain different shit. Of course you're going to do more numbers in that area. Now go do something about acting, Vlad. You would do zero numbers compared to what Marlon would do when it comes to that.
Facts. I 100% agree with that. But like I said, from a business standpoint, if I'm Vlad and I know you're not going to make me the money that I need, I'm not going to do it. But where it becomes bad is when you come out and you say something about it. That's the problem that I had. Like, if you don't want to do the interview, don't do it. But don't come out and bitch about it, that he wanted to charge you this and you didn't want to give it to him.
This is what I mean, though. We're judging off an interview that's not even happened yet. You don't know what it don't have to be just about acting. He has so much detail and experience about his life that he can make an interview go viral as it is now versus just going off of one subject.
But what Kylie's saying is from a business standpoint. So I look at your last five interviews and they all do similar numbers. I'm gonna assume you're gonna do similar numbers here too. So if I'm paying you 40 bands and then your view count is breaking even or not doubling the 40 bands from a business aspect.
No, I get what y'all saying. But y'all said y'all based the statistics off of one interview that he said he did on Hot 97 and one interview that he did.
That's what he said.
No, I'm saying that's what Vlad said.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. There's fault on both sides. Ultimately, I put it on Vlad, right? Because Vlad is operating a business. But Vlad, it's not Marlon's fault that you're audience is a bunch of mindless, ignorant motherfuckers who aren't cultured at all. So they only follow negativity, shit about drugs, who's snitching, dumb shit like that. Marlon is an actor. He's a real accomplished actor, comedian. He's a Renaissance man in many ways. Your platform is really not big enough for Marlon. It's not vast enough for you to get those views because of your audience. And what happened was, Shannon Sharpe's audience is just more intelligent than Vlad's audience. So I would say it was the perfect storm, because Shannon does have that star power mixed with Marlon's star power. But Shannon Sharpe's audience is mostly informed people who are knowledgeable of what's going on in the world, people who are successful. They have money, you know, they have means. They can connect with the interviewee on a different level. And Shannon Sharpe lets people talk.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Vlad constantly interrupting motherfuckers. I'd be like, Vlad, you're interviewing this dude so we can hear what he says. And that's why Vlad is not bigger than what he is. Because Shannon Sharpe passed Vlad up in a week when he started Club Shay Shay. Like, he had more subscribers than Vlad. Didn't. How long did it take?
A
month or two?
Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay has been around for a while. And this is also, I'm going to go ahead and refute.
Okay. It ain't been around that long, though.
I'm going to go ahead and refute
compared
that.
Compared to Vlad?
I'm just saying, listen to what I'm saying. Before that Cat Williams, he was not doing numbers. And that is because, to refute your point about him having a smarter fan base, the niggas that watch Shay Shay like drama and shit, too.
He was doing numbers.
Same shit. All them niggas like drama. You
telling
like
me
niggas,
Cat Williams was the first view with a video with a million views?
That was doing crazy.
No.
I believe so, yeah.
Shay Shay was consistently hitting 500,000 to a million views. If you go to Vlad's...
Maybe it was, yeah.
I do YouTube, nigga. Vlad ain't hitting a million views on every interview. Even if you get a Boosie interview, he ain't hitting a million views. Shay Shay don't miss. He always... The only video he had that didn't hit a million views was when he done the, did the real fat dude. What's the big fat dude comedian?
Oh, the Faison.
Not Faison, the other dude.
Cedric?
Nah, what's his other...
Who, you talking about Vlad?
See, we don't even know his name. The dude who was like, they said, if that was us, that ain't us. That'll never be us. The real fat dude. Damn.
I don't know who the fuck you
talking about. He's funny as hell. But he's a lesser known comedian, and he didn't hit a million views. He got about 500,000. You go look at the channel. Yeah, he hitting a million views every time.
No, you hit the
We're
nail.
We're not going to say Shay Shay wasn't big. Shay Shay been big since it started.
No, you hit the nail on the head with the, this is the audience that Vlad curated. So you can't bring someone like Marlon and expect the little hoodlums who want to hear the war stories and get mad that, oh, they don't want to watch this shit. Well, this is the platform you built, as you said.
Right.
You curated a certain type of content. So when you try to venture outside of that content, you cannot be mad that this person does not generate the same views as a Boosie or something.
So stop making it seem like it's him, the reason why the views aren't coming. Stop making it look like there's some type of flaw in his appeal.
Right.
Nigga, it's the flaws in your platform.
And even on top of that, majority of the people he interview are rap artists. I don't really know too many outside of that goes on his shit.
Well, he's a DJ. He came up off of hip hop.
No longer successful rap artist.
But that's what my point, though.
That's another point. He gets most of the has-beens who's not doing anything to rap currently.
So you trying to come at bro like, nigga, like, bro, you trying to get champagne service for beer prices, my nigga. Like,
facts.
You are literally bringing a star. It's like bringing Will Smith.
No, you're bringing a legend.
You could bring Will Smith on Vlad. I bet a legend. You won't get the views you're going to get
Will
if Will
Smith.
Will
do numbers anywhere.
Yeah, Will do numbers anywhere.
Well, look, if Will go on Vlad and then go on Shay Shay the next week, those numbers are going to eclipse Vlad's numbers because Shay Shay has the ability to, like, market that better than Vlad.
He makes people more comfortable. He's actually engaged in the conversation with you. You don't even see Vlad in his damn interviews. So,
and then he interrupted. Yeah. If you're going to interrupt, sit next to the person so we can see why is a mysterious figure interrupting a person. Like me, if I didn't even know Vlad, I'd be like, I'm not listening to shit. He won't even let the dude get a word out. Like, was you the nigga pulling the trigger shooting jumpers? Shut the fuck up.
But that was my point. When we talked about it the first time, is he brings people on and then he starts to down talk them as if he's more intelligent. Mainly people from our culture, because he doesn't do this when he brings people on from his culture. But when he brings these rap artists on, he talks to them like he knows more than them. Even when he brought DJ Academics on, and Academics was telling him how he made a crazy flip off of Spotify stock, even though Spotify stock had plummeted at one point, Vlad was so sure that he didn't make the money he made because he was looking at how low the numbers were and how much it was worth when he got in. And then when he actually pulled the numbers up and everything Academics saying was accurate, he's like, oh yeah, all right, yeah. But it still wasn't. Like, he still had a little undertone to him. Like, he doesn't like being wrong.
Kali,
I looked at
But it's crazy, though, because you made a great point at the end of the day, because if that nigga, he know Marlon didn't go for that interview for that price, right? So now he understands when he deals with certain rappers, in his mind, he know he lowballing a lot of people. So if I'm able to lowball you to that extent, he already thinking that he's already superseding his intelligence over you, like you said. So now, just by you even accepting this, I know I can get at you a certain way. Versus people like Marlon now to stand up and be like, nah, I'm worth this much.
Which is why it's going to get spooky for him if people start to take what Yayo said seriously and follow that blueprint. Instead of going to Vlad, go to the culture. 50 got this shit he about to start up. You could go to Shay Shay. You could go to the smaller outlets from the culture. And Vlad don't even
exist.
You could
go to the Viral Way podcast. Like, we'll bring you up here.
You
and let
come
you
to Viral Way. And Vlad won't exist because no one's going to Vlad to hear Vlad. If you look at the comments, everybody say the same thing Brandon is saying. Bro, shut the fuck up. He shot the jump shots. He threw the football. He shot the pistol. We want to hear his stories, not your opinion.
Bro, Shay Shay brought on Tyrese and did 3.4 million views on the main video, then hundreds of thousands of views on the little clips. He brought on Megan Good and did 2.5 million views. Now, Megan Good is somebody who Vlad could get, right? she ain't gonna get the views on Vlad that she gonna get on Shay Shay.
Yeah.
So we're holding the keys to the interview game right now, as far as like I would say the low level shit, like the hip hop type entertainment stuff. Just do what Marlon did. You try to underestimate me or try to downplay my worth, I'm gonna go to a bigger platform than you and give them the numbers that you're too lazy to get. Because when's the last time Vlad invested anything in his platform? You still got niggas sitting in regular ass chairs in front of a gray screen talking shit. Man, Shay Shay got the whole shit. Like, I feel comfortable when I watch this shit. Like, my ass is sitting on a plastic fold-out chair that's breaking because I'm fat as fuck. And I'm feeling like I'm really up in that little lounge with them.
But you gotta realize, when you go to Shay Shay, it's the whole experience. It's like that Dave Chappelle skit where you got the political figures. You know, they shaking hands on stage. You got the black guy going down the line, he's shaking the white hand guy, you know, he's shaking their hands all politically correct. Then he gets to the black guy, oh, what's up, my nigga? It's like that. You go to Vlad, it's two different cultures clashing. When you go to Shay Shay, it's us. So the interview is always going to hit different when we talking to each other.
Wait a minute.
Somebody from outside
the
culture.
You're doing a bad job as a black person this morning.
I know.
Political figure, nigga? You mean Barack Obama, nigga?
Yeah, Barack Obama.
You got the political figure, nigga. That's a Key and Peele Barack Obama skin.
I didn't eat no breakfast this morning. My brain is kind of scattered right now. I'm at a loss for words and all type of shit. But
girl
shout out Tyrese.
Trying to use too many deep words.
No, I ain't trying to use
bro said the political figure. You mean the first black president ever?
I meant to say politicians, but the word was slipping my mind for some reason. But shout out to Tyrese. His interview's been going crazy lately. Tyrese been gassing.
Cut crying like I feel. No, nigga, listen. Anything,
they killed me online for saying something about that.
anything with child support, he gonna get a million because there's so many men out here suffering through that system and like getting divorced.
Outside of
shit.
That, Tyrese is dropping game though. We ain't gotta get on him for that.
That nigga ain't dropping game. That nigga telling us his problems,
man,
and we eating that
Tyrese,
shit up.
Tyrese is giving up gems and a lot of that shit, man.
Tyrese is having therapy sessions live in interviews,
right?
And
right.
That's what's going viral. You're seeing a man going through therapy live, like all his life problems, he's airing out on these platforms.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, I feel Tyrese, but everything Tyrese did is avoidable, my nigga. Like, we told you don't marry that damn white girl, nigga. We've been telling you for years. Like, for one, there's no reason for a dude like Tyrese to even be married. Tyrese should be in the lane of Nick Cannon and Cam Newton.
That ain't what that man want,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's not what he wants.
That though. Man... Or get the woman like the woman he got now, because she fine as hell, the girl he got now.
He probably learned his lesson, though. He said 50 told him a long time ago.
You see what I'm listen. Saying?
Niggas warned cuz. He didn't listen.
But if
the whole world warned that nigga.
Cuz is a lover boy like he say he is, so that's he has a, he's one of them, what they call it?
He moved
hopeless romantic
fast.
Shit,
yeah,
all that shit. Like,
well, he covered all his bases with the prenup and shit, but...
He didn't cover enough, nigga.
But if you look at what he's saying, the prenup, what he's saying, the prenup said... They violated the shit out of that prenuptial agreement.
I'm going to be real. Once you reach a certain status, if you did not find your mate, your woman to be, you didn't find the queen of your castle before you got all of that, it's going to be hard to impossible to find her after.
You're getting used.
You got to get a woman when you down bad and have nothing that's shooting with you in the gym. That's the only way that you're going to know she's there for you and not what you got. Once you got what you got, bro, they coming for what you got, unless she has equal of what you got. And then you got a whole other list of problems dealing with that. That ain't never going to work out either, because she ain't going to be no submissive woman either. She going to be a boss bitch thinking she on your level. So you got to get your woman when you down in the mud on the come up.
Listen.
On some Steph Curry shit, on some LeBron James shit, on some... You know, all them type of cats who had their high school, college sweethearts. You get a chick after you're rich, it's over with, bro. You might as well, like you said, go to Nick Cannon route. Go to, bro, just pop it with a Rolling Stone. That's what it is. You can find your, okay, this is my ride or die. We ain't putting no legal paperwork, though. We ain't getting no
documents.
Is she
really riding with you? And if you make sure you take care of her. But let me tell you this. Don't get a woman whose expertise is in an area where you're weak, right? This girl's like a therapist. She's like a certified, like, psychologist, damn near. You're an emotional-ass nigga. So she could sit there and fucking shrink you, and you laid up after fucking talking, and she just reading your bitch ass the whole time. Like, he suffers from da-da-da-da-da-da. She
his
knew exactly how to fuck
nigga,
you over.
But to keep it 100, if it...
Man, it'd be the dumbest bitches out here fucking these niggas over.
It's because he doing too much of this. He letting too much loose, in my opinion. Like, you got to keep that shit player, bro. Like, you can't tell a bitch everything. You just can't do that.
But psychologists know how to get shit out of you, bro.
What I'm saying is, like he said, he could have went and said everything else, and somebody, a normal bitch, would have read him too, because he giving up all the info about everything. What his triggers are, 100,000%. All these different things, childhood trouble. So what's she gonna do? Well, press the exact buttons you told her that.
But they know, women know how. Women, especially trained.
It's not necessarily always all that either. It's about what you doing for the women. If you're not making women earn nothing, she's not gonna respect nothing, and she's gonna finesse the fuck out of you.
Just like just like a Jeezy dumbass.
Listen, it's not never ever ever cool to cry in front of your woman. Tyrese give me the vibes that he used to cry in front of that bitch, and right there, the respect is gone. Oh, like all y'all in the comments saying, "Oh yeah, it's cool. He's breaking some societal norms." No, some shit was the norm because that's what works. Crying in front of women as a man never works. Go cry in your car. Go cry in a long walk on the beach. Cry in the shower. Never in front of your woman. But, and like Kali said, stop telling your woman everything. Tell her what she needs to know to keep your mystique at peak level, to keep that superhero image at peak level. Your woman needs to look at you as you're an impenetrable force. All of that sharing your emotions, no. Find you a think tank of respectable men that you can go to for advice. Stop going to your woman for advice. What the fuck she gonna tell you? Only thing she need to tell you is what's for dinner, your laundry's done, do you need your dick sucked? Everything else, go to your boys. Go to your team. Your woman can't advise you on shit.
If your woman looks at you as weak, right? And then you get in a situation where your woman has to decide if she gonna listen to you or someone else. If you showed her all that weakness, why would she listen to you over somebody who is projecting strength?
Exactly.
Those lawyers and shit who getting yo money, nigga, they're coming across as confident, secure men, nice suits, hair done, probably fucking her. You know what I'm saying? For all you know, I'm just keeping it a buck, probably fucking her. That's a fact. She looking at bro like, not only is this nigga dropping off in my drawers, the nigga is helping me, because bitches love a nigga that help him go after another nigga. He's helping me get at my no good, shitty husband, right? And you over there crying and shit. Like, you better fucking put your chin up and your chest out. Like, look, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm not going to let it mess with what I got going on. Go get you, like, what he did when he got him another bitch, a nice, that little chocolate.
But if I was
that
her,
was perfect. But the crying fucked it all up. The crying and shit fucked it all up.
If I was her, I'd be hot. Like, I turn on a TV and my new nigga, every time I turn on the TV, talking about his ex-wife. Still. So it's like, how's she supposed to feel? This nigga still going on tour talking about the shit. It's
she
like,
should feel like she need to step her fucking game up.
But she knew what the fuck was going on. No, she knew that nigga wasn't still over a lot of shit. So she still was trying to finesse him at the end of the day.
You mean the black girl he with now?
Yeah, like, I would feel... I mean, I don't know if I would feel that way. I don't think I'd ever be in that
position.
He
only talking about the money aspect of the bitch. I don't think he talking about, like, I want to be with her. He talking about his family, like she took his family from him type shit. But I don't think he would get back with her.
Man, he got to stop trying to find a wife over here.
I think he would get back with her. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all.
Ain't the chick he with now like an African or she something? Mm-hmm. Listen, man.
I'm tired of seeing y'all niggas get done the way y'all get getting done out here. Y'all making niggas look, well, matter of fact, y'all ain't making niggas look bad. Y'all making yourself look bad. Bro, stop getting on these legal documentations with these marriages and all this shit after you rich. These bitches don't love y'all. They finessing the fuck out of y'all. Don't end up like T.O., married and divorced in 3 days and the bitch trying to take everything. She don't really love you, you dumbass nigga. Use these bitches for what you can use them for. And that's what that is when you at that level. Like they said, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top. People only want you for what they want you for. This is why your team has to come out the mud. You have to come out the mud with the team players. Everybody who comes around after you won the championship are there for their benefit. They ain't really there to benefit you. It'll help you in the process, but best believe it's to benefit themselves.
Listen, man, I'm going to keep it a buck. You going to say that shit, but we know niggas going to still be getting married and stuff because that's what they do. Your team has to be honest with you. Everyone knows where they stand, right? If I meet a cute-ass bitch on the internet, on Instagram, and she's like, hey, let's hang out, I already know she probably wants some money from me or something like that. I'm aware of that. The problem with these situations are...
I'm thinking she wanna fuck.
Yeah, but me, I'm fat and I'm old, you know? Like, this is me, right?
All right, so you're being realistic.
Gotta be realistic, right? Okay. Now, if I drop it off on her and then she gets stuck on it, okay, I got her, right? Don't let me get you. But the thing is, these niggas know who they are. You know if you a cheater, Tyrese. I'm sure that nigga was fucking other bitches. You know if you got erectile dysfunction and can't fuck the bitch properly. You know who you are. I got a nigga who got prostate cancer trying to marry a fucking stripper. One of my homies. He had prostate cancer. Now he can't get an erection. But trying to date this badass bitch.
How you know Cud can't get an erection?
Because he told me. He was no,
what type of conversations y'all
because when he had cancer.
And that's a conversation you don't have with your team.
Anyway,
don't see, go to your home.
That's
for
the
that.
Problem. That's
go
the
to
problem.
Your doctor. No. Why are you coming to your man's telling that I can't get it up?
That's why that is why Tyrese is crying on the internet because he don't got nobody he could go to and talk. But what I'm saying, I'm not saying no names. The bro got prostate cancer. Go get your prostate check.
I don't even post 40
years old.
Yeah, it's
and he had a problem. But now he's trying to get this. He's with this stripper girl, right? She's amazing. Bro, you're with a sexual person, right?
She going to fuck every day.
She wants it. Yeah. This is a recipe for disaster. But as a homie, I'm going to tell him, if you can't keep up with that, either one, financially, and she's still probably going to fuck around. I told bro, I said, look, there's one or two things. Get comfortable with the idea of her cheating on you or having other dudes to service that need, or go find you a woman who is not as like sexual and as young, who's a little bit more mature, who can work with you on your issue. That's what all these men need. They need people who are realistic with them. Tyrese, come on, bro. You on the back end of your career. You're marrying chicks talking about, I want to have a family at 40-something years old. My nigga, don't get no marriage paperwork. Nigga, that's just a...
Hey.
Be Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn, nigga. Make a long story short, man. No, Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn. No, not is it Mel? No, Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. They've been fucking each other for 35 years. They're not married, but they're together.
Listen, man. If you rich already, the odds of you getting married and not being divorced is slim to none if she didn't come up with you out the dirt. So once you reach that point, it is what it is, man. You get your main chick and just ride it out that way. Because other than that, you're going to divorce court and she's cleaning you out, bro. Just look at the trajectory of marriage to divorce. We see what's going on. It's 2024. 95% of these bitches is cooked and they're programmed to go get everything you got. So you niggas better start waking y'all game up.
Y'all better go learn from Tom Brady, man. Y'all see what that man did. Man. He put everything in his mama name. And she was rich already, so it was even more crazy. He still didn't trust her.
Hey, you put it in a trust too. I believe that.
Yeah, now you can. Yeah.
And I think he learned from the one soccer player. Nigga. Yeah. You heard about the soccer player?
Messi? Yeah, was it Messi? Yeah.
One of them. He had all his shit in his mama name. Listen, bro, put your shit in your mama name. Do the same thing these bitches do when they on Section 8 and driving a Mercedes, nigga. Put it in somebody else's name so that she can't come for your stuff. But I wouldn't say, even if the girl was in the dirt with you, you know what I'm saying? You might find out later on that the bitch is dirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, women change. Men, we're right. Pretty much the same. Women change, nigga. Like, as a married man, women, the girl you married and met at 21,
not gonna be the same.
38, 37, once bitches get past 35, they already in the beginning stages of menopause and their whole personality change.
Well, of course, they're emotional. But this would make me think a lot of these niggas didn't have women before the fame. Because if you was running through women before the fame, you know how to read women. These niggas act like they can't read women. Like, I can't believe T.O. went for that. That's crazy. How do you marry a bitch with divorce you in 3 days?
Yeah, that was wild.
That was crazy. There's no way you couldn't read those red flags.
She tried to break a nigga's spirit. Nigga probably would have said, drop that bag. You would have to drop that bag, bitch.
Nah, T.O.
Nigga, 3 days? Come on, cuz.
Come on, cuz. You
didn't get to enjoy the honeymoon.
T.O. dealing with insecurity.
Now, I'm not blaming that, but like he said, a lot of our women didn't want cuz, all type of shit. So still, I don't give a fuck.
Who, T.O.?
Yeah. He said when he was coming up, a lot of black women didn't want him. That's why he went for the white bitch.
Listen, T.O.
You can look crazy all you want. Nigga, you got
to run. Listen, as a man, you have to run through women. It's the
come on,
the
my
only
nigga.
Way.
We
it's
all,
the only way to not get finessed, bro.
We
all that lover boy shit, you're getting finessed. They're going to take you
bro,
to the cleaners, gang.
We
it's
all
a different
grew up black,
ball
bro.
Game.
You know what would be the only difference, I believe, sometimes is that a lot of niggas, majority of these niggas out here, a lot of niggas learn early. Maybe 13, 14, a nigga that had his heart broke or a bitch that did something and then he didn't turn savage early in the game. A lot of these niggas, it don't happen until you in your 20s or even late teens and shit like that. So now these niggas is still, like you said, nose wide open in every situation they jump in.
I think these niggas be at the top, like real game, like real talk. I think these niggas be at the top and then when they start to go into like a form of decline in their own mind or in their life, they try to recover by getting a bitch and kind of like locking her down. Like, at least I can control this.
That's what I think.
Yes, that's human nature. Yeah. I think that's what T.O. did. T.O. couldn't get back in the NFL. His shit wasn't going with the little bullshit leagues he was planning. He was like, you know what? Let me just try being a family man, being a husband, have a marriage. Because the number one thing you could be successful at in life is your marriage and your family life. Like, that for even rich men is a barometer of success. Because even if you look at the president or something, you ain't never seen no president get divorced.
I mean, a lot of great
men. That's a sign of greatness. There's never been a great man who wasn't married, really. You know, there's some, but like the greatest, they've always been married. So they're like, what can I do now that I can't like catch touchdowns? I could go get married. And women aren't dumb. They pick up on you getting desperate for that marriage situation, and they give you what you want, then they divorce you and take all your shit.
I mean, I think that's the goal of every man, is to get that queen and build that family structure. Like, that's the point. You could get all the riches, you could get everything, but at the end of the day, if you don't have family, I mean, how rich are you really?
That's not my goal.
Nah, that's facts. Yeah, it's cap.
What do you mean? You're married with a family, so now your goals are different. If you were at the point you are right now, mm-hmm. old, fat, gray, time running out, you will be looking for a wife, bro.
Old, fat, gray, time running out right now, the goal is to reproduce.
Saying, if you didn't have what you had already,
you already accomplished
that goal. Yeah. You've already built that structure. So now it's like, okay, I need to reassess. Let's go to the next thing now. Let's get my kids successful. Let's help my wife get a business.
How the fuck you calling me old, nigga? You're like 1 year younger. I think that just hit me, man.
Hey, but now what's crazy?
We're aging different.
My metabolic age is way higher than
yours. Ain't no grays up here. It's different.
Well, yeah, you ain't married and shit. Yeah,
we still got that youth over here.
What's crazy is that the love that these niggas looking for in the States is not happening. No. Niggas got to accept this shit. It's just, it's not there. The women are different. The values, the morals, everything else is different. Social media blew it out the sparks. These women are not raised up to be wives no more. If you get that 10%, you can find that, good for you. But if the niggas that's looking for that, find your woman that's respectful and accept that as your love, nigga, and move forward. Especially these niggas with the bag. I don't understand why these niggas want to simp so goddamn much. You got the bag. The bitch is going to do whatever you want her to do at the end of the day.
Hey, rich as fuck, marrying a bitch that every nigga that ran through, like, well, Tracy money, Edmonds and shit. Like,
money don't make a nigga cool.
It don't undo a corny nigga, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. You have the bag. This bitch is adjusting to you.
Yes.
Give a fuck about what type of nigga you is. Jeff Bezos and them is going with anything else than what they want to have?
Bezos got hit. Nigga, Bezos.
I know he got hit.
Bezos got slapped.
I know, but look. Exactly. Bezos, I'm going to pay you to get up out of here. I can get this money back.
I'm going to tell
you just like this. Don't get that paperwork. That paperwork is the downfall of man. Fuck that paperwork.
Let me tell you.
You want to be married, bitch? We're going to get married the traditional way. We're gonna grab a broom, we're gonna jump over that motherfucker. However you want to do it. We're not going to that courthouse though.
Look, we all from Long Beach, so every nigga from Long Beach got a little bit of player up in them. Here's the thing: if you beating that bitch down, she really fucking with you, she ain't even giving a fuck about no paperwork. Let's be real. One, two, if a damn pimp could get 10 bitches to go in the corner, whoop they ass, and they hand that nigga their money every morning, you should be able to at least get loyalty out of one bitch.
You got
to
realize, you're talking about millions.
And if you can't do that, listen, bro.
You're talking about pimps and hoes. Women with certain mindsets come from certain backgrounds.
The ism from a pimp is way different.
Ain't no man start off as a pimp. It goes down to human nature, my nigga. Women, if they feel you are a nigga that can teach them something, they will follow you to the ends of the earth. Even as a person who's married, I'm telling you, you know how much shit I taught my wife? Like, and she'd be like, you so smart, you this, that. Like, even just little shit, like, I'll change a tire. Ooh, man, it's so hot watching you do, like, manly work and shit. And I'm sure as being with a woman, you've had those moments. Women are all about, one, fantasy, two, you being someone they feel is strong enough to lead them. You got to, like, you tell me all the time, lose weight. I was listening to Goldie the Gang God. Nigga, how you do anything is how you do everything, right? I thought about myself. Dude, are you presenting an image to your wife or any woman that would make her like, damn, I feel confident following this fat nigga who's gray, who look out of shape, who probably can't run like 2 miles versus, say, you or you.
But
you
look.
you know,
this is what the niggas don't understand. You got to learn the women that you're dealing with. You got to pay attention because they observing and learning you from day in and day out. From the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, they breaking all that shit down and they study you to a science. If you get a woman and you leading with your fucking pockets, which majority of these rich niggas is doing, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to keep coming out that pocket. Because this is what kept her around. If you're a nigga that got her off your mouthpiece, you're going to have to stay in her ear. That's what's going to keep her around. So 9 times out of 10, these niggas is not leading with no mouthpiece. These niggas is coming buying $10,000 Birkin bags and all type of shit and then be mad when you want to change up on a bitch. No, you knew why that bitch came and fucked with you, nigga, because you was dropping the bag. The moment that money dry up, she's drying up, nigga. So I don't be surprised when we see these things happening. Then these niggas out here crying about it. Learn your lesson, cuz a bitch did you a favor, showed you who she was. You lucky it didn't take longer because she kind of stripped you for more. Now move that bitch up out of here. Cancel that bitch like Nino, nigga, and get on.
Fire that sleepwalking bitch.
Mic drop. Hey, the games is on, so let's end this on a more serious
what
topic.
What games?
Man, the game's is on, man.
I
it's
forgot.
Football
my nigga ready
game.
To go in. My team played already.
Hey,
I ain't even tripping.
Listen, bro.
We going in.
Hey, more serious topic.
Yeah.
There's been yet another school shooting. This one occurred in Georgia. A 9th grader named Colt Gray went and shot up another school. I believe it was about 4 casualties, about 7 to 10 hit. And the media running the usual narrative. The broken family narrative. The mother on drugs. The mother was verbally abusive. They said that the neighbor called CPS after witnessing verbal abuse. They showed up, did nothing. The kid was bullied at the school. The grandfather provided the AR-16 that he carried out the hit with. And he used to take him shooting in the woods.
AR-15. We got it. They'll roast our ass over the AR-16.
AR-15. That's what I said.
No, you said 16.
Oh, I did. I'm tweaking it.
Bro, trying to get us roasted.
I don't know what the fuck my mind at.
We gonna be all types of fucking memes.
I don't know what's going on. I'm tweaking today. I done had a lot of caffeine.
They were like, these niggas ain't knowing shit.
Hey, quick, get the AR-16.
He got, I'm tweaking today. He got, hey, even Jordan had an off night. Relax.
Oh, shit.
He got questioned by Jackson County deputies over reported threats of shooting up a school in a game chat. So they already had tips that he was already talking about shooting up the damn school. They even came to his house and questioned him about it. So as I'm looking at these school shootings the past 2 years, a high majority of them was committed by these transgender kids, these kids who are confused about their identity. So when people are saying, hey, this is a mental illness, oh, no, it's normal. You got these kids saying they're not being accepted. They're being bullied at school, and they're carrying out these school shootings, which I believe they're being radicalized to do, which is we have yet another fucking case. And it's so wild that before his image hit the media, one of the victims was black. They put the image of the black kid as the shooter. And he was the damn victim. So here go the media painting us to be the villain when we the damn victim. So that's a whole nother topic. But we talk about this book a lot. Y'all zoom in on this. Y'all need to go get this. This was written in 1991. It's called Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. We talk about this book a lot. And the significance of this book is heavy when it comes to do with this topic. Shout out my tinfoil hat gang members out there, because they like to call us conspiracy theorists. And this was wrote in 91. So in chapter 12, The Secret Government, page 225, he wrote, the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity, which would lead to the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms. Sound familiar? Using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion, the CIA inculcated the desire in these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. Sound familiar? This plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. So right here in 91, He predicted what's going on in 2024. I don't believe in conspiracies. Everything happened for a reason. And put big quotations under hypnosis on mental patients and drugs. So if you watch an episode we did maybe 30, 40 episodes ago where we talked about mass shooters, when the last big major mass shooting happened and we mentioned MK Ultra and a lot of these people being under hypnosis and being able to be triggered by certain keywords. And Kali pointed out that if you go back in their history, they're always contacted by the FBI or they always have FBI surrounding them somewhere. And allegedly, I have to say allegedly, it's been reported that according to GPS coordinates, a certain FBI official was seen surrounding that school over 100 times. So the same school that this kid went and shot up, the FBI was around that motherfucker over 100 times. So that's kind of, that's wild. Yeah. He was contacted by the FBI at the crib. They was hanging around his school. They already had tips that he was going to shoot the school up.
I believe his mom called the day of and said that he was going to be there doing it.
You giving up too much game. But
behold a pale horse. Go get this book.
They
going to
come out there, nigga. But hey, do y'all believe that, but like y'all said, they took the kid hunting by taking the kid young to kill animals? Do y'all think that can desensitize him as with emotions? Y'all don't think that would make him want to kill something more?
Because when you go out and hunt and you shoot, you're supposed to learn that, like, it's a sport. It's a like a sort of a lifestyle.
Is it really a sport? Because it's people that really don't. It's really people that get offended by people killing animals. Then there's some people that really don't feel like animals should be hunted and killed.
I'm just saying that when you shoot guns and if you went hunting or something like that, you're supposed to be taught the importance of this is a powerful weapon that can take people's lives. You're only supposed to. There's certain things that you.
I'm not asking that though. I'm asking, can it desensitize you? Let me say what I'm saying. Because when we associate a kid that, or if we knew a kid that used to kill animals, or get a rat and be killing it at a young age, and then they start to equate that with the symptoms of a serial killer later down in life. You know what I'm saying?
Most serial killers started out killing animals, and it's like anything in life. You might start smoking cigarettes. That don't get you high enough. You start smoking weed. That don't get you high enough. You start popping pills. You start, like, you need more and more to reach that dopamine hit. So I think you are right as far as taking him hunting, him killing animals, and he might have got a thirst for blood. Like, shooting these rabbits and these deers ain't good enough no more.
Yeah. I don't think so because there's a lot of people who have gone hunting who haven't committed those acts. And then I also want to point out that a lot of the serial killers that play with animals, it's like taxidermy, which is opening them up and cutting their head
They're
off.
They're torturing animals. Torturing them.
They're not going out hunting and shooting. So, again, most normal people who hunt.
Keyword, normal. This kid got mental issues.
But that's the majority.
Don't even know if he's a fucking boy or a girl. The motherfucker was, they saying he's transgendered. So, you're talking about a normal person that's operating with a normal brain, not a kid that's confused about who the fuck he even is, getting beat the fuck up.
But he's technically, right, would be an outlier. So we can't base how he reacts to something and then say that's the majority when it's statistically not.
Okay, aren't most these mass shooters outliers?
Here's the thing. It's like martial arts. People might say, oh, if you go teach a kid how to fight, he gonna go around fighting. Actually, the opposite happens. You teach a kid how to fight and defend himself, he's gonna fight way less because now he has confidence and he has discipline and all that stuff. Same thing with hunting. When you go hunting, you learn that a gun is a tool. A gun is not something that's meant to go slaughter people senselessly. You do what you got to do. You shoot an animal. You shoot it once, it's dead. You're not out there shooting it and mutilating and all that. You shoot it.
When you go hunting, are y'all sure that everybody even get taught the same way?
You have to take classes.
I know I'm not saying that, but it's some people that's growing up with their fathers and just going to the woods and killing shit. They're not just getting taught, hey, you need to know the difference between this and the difference between that.
What I would say is that's the majority of the people, and majority of the people, all they really need is a lesson on the importance of what you have and how it operates.
I'm not saying what people need. I'm saying what people are getting.
His parents were drug addicts. So you really think they were teaching him, hey, man, this is a tool.
It ain't many people that's going to just, and you're going to fucking go take classes on hunting. People are going to just get guns and they go fucking hunt. They're not just taking classes to do all that.
Most people are learning from their parents.
It's people still taking their kids to go to shooting ranges. You think they're going to take classes for that?
Yeah. My kids have been to the shooting range.
I'm
so
just
saying, are you sitting there teaching them every single technique about it? Or are you teaching them how to shoot and that's about it?
Well, you're teaching them safety for the gun shooter. But what I would compare it to is like this. You might learn how to drive and be a great driver, right? But then you go out and drink one night and drive and fucking kill somebody. That's the same thing here. The kid has a issue mentally in one area that spilled over into another area. And the biggest issue with it is, in 2023, the FBI was aware that this kid was having thoughts of shooting up his school. They didn't go and say, mandatory, you need to take this kid to go get therapy. You need to do this and do this and do that. They went to this kid, interviewed him, interviewed his grandpa or his dad or whatever, and were just like, go ahead and do your thing. Same thing with the kid who, the guy who shot up the grocery store in Buffalo, New York. They knew he was planning on doing that. This is not an issue of guns or gun control or serial killers who, because serial killers hide. They don't just do it and be like,
I never said this was an issue of that. No. Only thing I said, do you believe he could have been desensitized by hunting? So in his mind, he could have been hunting at school. He could have been doing a lot of different things. You never know what's going through his head mentally of equating the difference from an animal and a human being. So some people, we just different. We animals that can talk.
Yeah, like
you never know how he's viewing certain shit.
Like a sociopath. Yeah. But these kids are these kids are extra sensitive. Desensitized is like you not really emotionally moved by this shit. These dudes are doing it as an emotional response.
Let's be real though. The number of school shootings has skyrocketed. So this isn't just some, oh, these kids are sensitive with mental disorders and no, this is being curated to happen. Like you have to look deeper and realize, hey, this is being orchestrated at some point because bullying been around since human existence been around.
Right.
Kids being outliers have been around since human existence been around. School shootings ain't been around since humans have been around. Guns have been around. People have had guns. I mean, shit, kids back in the day had easier access to guns, I would say, from their parents. Most parents today are terrified to teach their kid about guns. But you go out in the country, they shooting at 5, 6 years old. They walking around with the guns, with their parents, with their granddads, right, with their fathers, with their mom. Kids out here probably never touch a gun until we get one from our friends on the street. Hey, so it's totally different. So I don't believe, because he's getting bullied. Motherfucker, you know how many kids get bullied and don't go shoot up schools? You know how many kids is confused about who they are and don't go shoot up schools?
I'm with you 100%.
You got to follow the trend.
I'm with you 100% because if you look at like Mike Williams, Burkham Duca, these are people who the FBI literally tricked into attempting to commit mass shootings, bombings, and then they arrested them. So the FBI has a history of kind of like creating these little like Manchurian candidates.
The man who was assassinated told you this is a part of the plan to get you to disarm yourself.
Yeah. Because
every time this shit happens, the first thing you see in the comments, we need to take the guns.
Yep.
We need to get the guns.
Yep.
You dumb bitch. The people who are using these guns for crimes, they're not going to get them registered with their names on them. So you're begging to take away your rights to defend yourself. Meanwhile, the illegal guns is still going to be illegal.
Like it don't even matter at this point because people know how to make guns from scratch. So guns would never be moved off the planet of Earth no more.
Hold on, I feel like that's why it's important to kind of make sure that we put the emphasis on these cases or outliers in a way, because if we group it in with the majority, then I think that is somewhat what the government and the media are trying to do to be able to say, this is the majority, let's get rid of the guns. So I feel like we do have to draw a line in the sand to be like, these niggas over here, they're weird. If they, you know, I do believe that they're a part of a bigger scheme, but I think it is to get rid of guns. So when you have a mass shooting every month or every week, the media can trick you into it being the majority because it's plastered all over the place. But you have 100,000, 200,000 kids or whatever that shoot guns that don't do nothing. What happens to all those people and those citizens with guns? It gets taken away because now it's looked at as, again, oh, if you got a gun, you might be crazy and go shoot. So let's take it all away. So they're trying to make it the majority
What they're doing is they changed the definition of a mass shooting. The other day, last year, they had a situation where they said a mass shooting happened in San Pedro, California, right by where our business is. Yep. They went and investigated that. It was a gang shooting. Two gangs was at a park and shot at each other. That's not a mass shooting. That's gang violence. If this is the case, we should have a mass shooting every day in Chicago, every weekend, because 80 people get killed on a weekend. It's all a trick, like you said, behold the bell horse, to convince you to disarm yourself through fear. It's called fear-based programming. If we put this shit in front of your face enough, We will make you think that this is a bigger problem than it really is. Mass shootings don't even account for 1% of all shooting deaths in America in one calendar year, right? But if they keep saying, oh man, too many mass shootings, we need to get rid of guns. Okay, so we need to get rid of guns because of this kid going in killing 4 people. But 80 people died in Chicago. And the governor and the mayor wouldn't even let Trump send the damn FBI into Chicago to investigate why so many gun-related deaths are happening. These people aren't doing this because they want to save you. They're not doing this because they care about your safety. They're doing this because they want to disarm you so they can do shit to you like what they're doing in Australia right now, what they're doing in fucking Britain and in the UK right now. Motherfuckers can't even post something on Facebook, getting damn near 20 years in prison for a Facebook post. What the consensus is that if you abuse the people will rise up against you if they have the ability to engage you on an even ground. They want to make the odds even more uneven in their favor. That way you will just lay down. Go look up Romania. Go look up Eastern Europe. They disarmed those populations and the governments just became unbearably corrupt. And when the people would try to go and protest, man, they send the police there and just fuck their ass up.
Complete tyranny. That's what you're going to have. Yes. Listen, as long as they got guns, you need guns. It don't make no sense for one side who's already proven to be untrustworthy to be the only side with the guns. All you got to do is go down in history. History always repeats itself. Look at any civilization where the government was the only ones armed. It ain't going to turn out good for the citizens. So as long as they got guns, you need guns. So stop letting them fear-monger you. Not only that, look at this migrant shit. Where the fuck you think they getting them guns? These motherfuckers is getting armed. They giving them money. They giving them houses. They giving them guns. They letting them do whatever. So imagine if we all said, okay, gun control. We need to stop these mass shootings. Let's give our guns away. Then you got these thousands of migrants coming over here with them same AR-15s that you just gave away. How are you going to protect yourself and your family?
In Denver, they robbed 10 gun stores in Denver, Venezuelan migrants. A guy made a comment. You mean to tell me after the second gun store, the police didn't put an officer at every gun store in the city to make sure they don't do that? No, they want them to be armed because, let me tell you, I want you guys to understand this. Because if you go to Africa or third world country, you see how this shit works. These will be the political gangs that they use to inflict violence upon you when you try to vote against them. This is what happens in Africa, Colombia, third world countries. They employ political... This is what's happening in Haiti right now. Political gangs are being used to terrorize the population until they capitulate to supporting a government they no longer want. The shit's coming at you. You see it coming like a slow-ass pitch. Don't be dumb. Recognize the signs and act accordingly.
That's a fact. I agree. Y'all got to wake the fuck up, man. So y'all got to start reading more. You see this bookshelf? This ain't just for decoration. Look at the names of the books up there. It's all high power shit. That is all put up there for a reason. Arm yourself by arming your mind, because if you don't have the information, you don't have the knowledge, you're at a disadvantage. Life is chess, not checkers.
I know you bought that, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck in the airport, didn't you?
Nah, I bought that.
Nah, he bought that.
I bought that in the airport. I got that same book.
A lot of books I did get at the airport.
Listen, when you fly, read. You don't fuck that TV in the movie. That shit is bullshit. Same movies all the time anyway if you fly enough. Read. Sit there with your little light on. That's why they give you light. Read as much as you can when you're on these flights.
See, we're not one of them platforms that just name shit and don't actually have it.
We not LeBron.
Niggas naming books and don't. Niggas naming books and ain't read. Look through this shit. It's highlighted on in these pages. We ain't LeBron. We ain't read page one for the 80 games of the season. But what I'm saying is, read this book. This will get you your first piece of tinfoil for that tinfoil hat that you need. We here to wake the sheep that sleep and lead the way. Like I said, this book has predicted literally almost everything that has gone on from COVID, the vax, the mass shootings, the fake alien invasion, like everything that's going on right now, 1991, they've been told you. And before this book was written, they had the fucking Illuminati game that came out of what, the 80s? Also predicted all the shit that's going on. So they throw little subtle hints in your face at what they're doing. It's in the movies, it's in the TV shows. Like, y'all just gotta pay a fucking attention.
And there's people that are alive telling you the same shit. Alex Jones, Candace Owens, Vivek Ramaswamy, they're telling you. Like, Donald Trump is telling your ass, because everything he said in his campaign where he lost against Joe Biden. Soon as Joe Biden got in the White House, all that shit turned out to be true. Hunter's laptop. He told you. Donald Trump said from stage, you're the ones they're after. I'm just in the way. That old man could go retire, live in Mar-a-Lago, living his best life. He's literally standing in front of you, hoping you understand what they're trying to do to you before there are no more. Because once like Trump is gone, I wonder who's going to step up in that spot. There won't be anyone that
rich. But don't make it seem like Curtis be spending 100% truth
no,
every
no
fucking
one
time.
Is. No one
that's,
is.
That's
no
why
one
a lot
is.
Of, that's why a lot of no people ain't really making him just believable for everything. It's like, yeah, you spoke some truth, but you lied a lot, nigga.
No one's going to. No
but
one,
I do think you're right because
no one's
he's anti-establishment.
Let me tell you this. Yeah. No one's going to speak truth all the time, but I promise you one thing. Not a single person saying what you just said could tell me what he lied about. And I've been on the internet for many years.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying
people, the viral way we speak truth all the time. Hey, you might not agree with it, but for sure we speak truth.
They said
we know Trump be getting up there and saying anything. He be telling people what they want to hear.
All we got to do, listen, they said Trump told 30,000 lies. I've been on with political figures, all that. Tell me one lie he told. And nobody could find these lies he told.
I don't know.
Unfortunately. Right,
I'm going to go look it up and send it to you, man. I know for sure that nigga lied.
Maybe, I know one. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. That was a lie because Mexico didn't pay for it. We still built the wall, though.
All I'm saying is y'all got to pay attention to what's going on in real time. Stop getting your news strictly from the news. It's legal to lie on the news. They're lying to you. It's programmed. It's propaganda. They're here to fearmonger and carry out certain agendas, and they're making you carry it out. The same way you stupid fucks went and got that jab. And now they're telling you, oh, shit, this shit is causing heart attack. Allegedly, because I don't want this video to get flagged. But we see what's going on with the side effects. The blood clots, people having heart attacks at 25, dropping dead on the soccer field, dropping dead on the football field, kids dropping at school. All of this shit, the tinfoil hat gang told y'all back then, and y'all said, no, y'all crazy conspiracists. The government would never do that. What the fuck happened? Hey, they did that. You dumb fuck, and you helped fund it.
Can I say this?
The only thing is, we know a lot of people is not good under pressure. So
man,
that's
fuck that.
Yeah, you can say you
wake
can
wake your game up.
Anika can say all that, but when something is that strategic, they're gonna just believe what they appeal to. The same way we know niggas ain't thinking for themselves. So at the end of the day, I understand why majority of them did it, but I don't. That shit wild.
Let me say this. The thoughts and opinions of Mr. Viral do not reflect the thoughts and opinion of the Viral Way podcast.
Nah, they come. Nah, right. They don't work. Hey, look, you get white too.
This is
our
shit.
We
got to give him a disclaimer on his own shit.
Before he talks.
Hey, hold on. Hey, remember, because I'm going to clip that up when they cut that check. Nigga, remember that shit.
No, hey, look. No.
It's not the thoughts of that nigga.
No, that's right. All. That's all.
It's your shit. You heard what he said?
Hey, I'm saving
that.
You right
don't
now.
Don't say I
when
changed
that. When they your ass. This right
hey, don't Alex Jones, don't Alex Jones a nigga. This is all strictly entertainment.
It's all entertainment.
But wait, what he's saying, it's like if any one of us speak, they associate that we all think the same way.
They do, because somebody will say something like, you niggas are this. I'm like, this only one nigga said something. But they, if we all here together, they for sure.
Well,
he's the
namesake.
But
so
he not saying that wrong.
Trust me, we all got independent thought. We all don't agree with everything each other says. But niggas gonna ride for each other, period, at the end of the day. Right or wrong, we going. It's the viral
We gotta say that for YouTube so they don't demonetize niggas and deplatform niggas. Like he said, I'm fucking. But
they ain't gonna demonetize.
I had to edit the last video like five times to get it monetized.
I'm demonetized right now.
Oh, God, I had to cut out. Well, I had to bleep over a lot of shit because certain words they don't.
All those videos I made about Kamala Harris, they demonetized me and said I was inciting hatred towards her. Yeah. I was like, I never disparaged her, but what you're saying is totally true. But one thing I'm going to push back on you, but I agree with you. It's not because people are under pressure. The problem with America is we have King's disease. We're way too comfortable. Mm. And so people don't have any reason to put real thought into their decision. Like people saying they want to support Kamala Harris, right? If you were a person working every day and when your bills came, you was like, my money has to fucking pay this. Your opinion on this lady would be totally different. But if you got a damn welfare queen on Section 8 and getting food stamps and she living in a nice-ass apartment that's in somebody else's name or got a Mercedes that's in someone's name and her sugar daddies is paying for it and she could go fucking this nigga pay her light bill, yeah, you'll run out and vote for someone talking about raising taxes and all that because that shit ain't gonna affect you. So people are just way too comfortable in America.
Hey, look.
Look, what I mean is when it comes to your health, everything is pressure. Right. When you're sick, regardless of the amount of pressure, you're going to, most majority of people are going to go take medicine instead of fasting. If you go to the doctor and they tell you something wrong with you, 90% of people are going to listen to the doctor without doing research. Mm-hmm. There's different type of pressure. It don't have to be like, oh, it's pressure to where it's sometimes it is live or die. And they would choose to go off the shit that have been known and coming out that this is not working, mm-hmm. instead of taking a natural route, trying to find some natural fruit or get some natural organisms to help them. Majority of people are not going to do that. That's the type of pressure I'm talking about. So when it comes to that COVID shit, they didn't even take the time to think and say, damn, people was getting over this shit without taking a shot. Right, I probably don't even need it.
Go ahead, my bad.
But now I don't need it, but I'm still going to take the shot. Even though I got sick and recovered from it, I still want the shot just in case it come back.
Yeah, people were fear-mongered into the COVID thing. But what I want to say, I'm with you. But think about this. How many people who have diabetes and shit, you can just fast and stop eating like a pig and stop eating carbs and you won't have to worry about diabetes.
Yes, but you got to go through the process of hurting while you're trying to fast and go through certain things. So when the pressure, that pain comes in, going to go right back to what they need is the shot.
Right.
Yeah. And notice that within the medical field, you just mentioned diabetes. The medication you'll get for diabetes has negative side effects. Mostly every medication that we take has a negative side effect.
Right.
So you're actually better off. I seen Dana White say it, and I 100% agree. Don't go to the doctor unless you, like, break your arm or something like that. Don't go for, like, I'm sick, I got a stomach ache, certain things, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you a medicine, and it might create other problems down the line due to the side effects.
But he only said that because he had to go through the storm first. He had to learn that they was bullshit.
No, that's for sure.
And when he ended up fasting and doing all that other shit, he learned to build himself on his own. Your body is going to heal itself regardless. Same way you get a cut and it heal, the same way your internals will heal on its own if you allow it to go through a due process of it.
No, bro. Hey,
I don't know if y'all seen this. Canada, a large portion of the population has stopped paying their bills. Ontario sees huge surge in people not paying their housing and other bills. So even with interest rates on the decline, people in Ontario are struggling with ongoing affordability. Basically, they can't pay their damn bills, especially to keep a roof over their head.
Yep.
So to fight back, which is something I always say, run the footage back. In order to beat the game, you just stop playing the game. So they have made housing and living so unaffordable that people said, nah, we ain't doing this no more.
Mm-hmm.
And they just refuse to pay. And there's literally nothing that they can do. So the same way I said with COVID, hey, if we all just stop playing this game, this shit will end today. The same thing we can do today. We don't got to wait for no vote. This is the point I always make. You always cry about vote this, vote that. No, the power is in the people. The power is in the numbers. So the issues we have today, if we come together collectively, we can be a force. The same way they're being a force in Canada now.
I'm gonna push back against you because, for one, the people of Canada voted for all that bullshit that raised their cost of living so high. That's why their taxes are so high. They voted themselves into that situation when they voted for the environmentalist shit and all that with all those extra taxes. They hyperinflated their economy.
Are you missing this point?
No, I'm going on this point right now. When you tell people have the power, yes, all power to the people. I'm with you. But understand that there are people who are more powerful than you. So, like, that landlord owns that building, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck it, I ain't moving. Bro, rich. You poor. Now, what if the government say, okay, we not enforcing nothing, and bro, go get the BlackRock SWAT team to come knock your ass up out of there? Yeah. That's where that situation erupts into chaos.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, look.
Nine out of ten, that's not really going to happen.
Somebody up in your shit and won't move out, and so they not paying you?
How many squatters around this motherfucking world?
That's in America. In other countries, they will dunk
your
ass.
This is why I say power to people. Okay, you rich, you own this. If the population as a collective, or Long Beach as a population said,
yes,
hey, housing is too high, we can't afford housing.
Yes.
Everybody stop paying bills. They're going to evict the whole city?
Nigga.
That's when they got to come negotiate.
The city doesn't evict you. Do you realize the building you live in is owned by an individual you?
No, I understand.
So, and that one person,
say, how can you evict the whole building?
If you, numbers,
if you, oh, wait, if you own a property and niggas is in there saying, we not going to pay rent, and the police like, we not going to enforce the rules, first thing you doing, you might call my ass. Hey, nigga, you got to come over here with me. You going to call him and say, we got to go over there and throw these niggas out.
What I'm saying is that if that whole building, that's your income,
right,
I need people in here paying bills,
right,
in order for me to make money. If I kick everybody out and there's nobody else to replace them,
There's always somebody who will replace
If everybody's
somebody.
On the same page, there is no replacement. It's basically what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
When you talk about landlords or business owners, it can look lavish, but a lot of people are just breaking even. So if you have an apartment complex of 50 people and 50 people decide to not pay rent, you probably can't afford to go get the Black Rock Squad and have them come in because most people who own businesses, you know,
they're paying for a lifestyle.
Niggas are barely breaking even. Look at most small businesses.
Come on, y'all. I just want y'all to bear with me on this. Think about it. You live in a free market economy. Mm. What happens if that happens, Kali? Now this guy says, look, I can't get anybody to pay rent, right? I don't have money to go get the BlackRock squad. But you know who does have money? The money to do that? BlackRock does. BlackRock already buying up all the property.
Everybody's not tapped into all of that.
What I'm telling you is somebody will come who does have the power to enforce, and they will say, I'll buy your building from you for X amount of dollars, and they'll clean that shit up.
Okay, if they enforce, you know what it's going to end up leading to? It's going to end up leading to violence. And how many people are going to want to live in a violent area?
Nobody.
It's not, and the stock is going to go down even more. So 9 times out of 10, they're not going to go through all that. They might just lower the damn rent. The same way them people, I forgot what state it was, when they shit got too high about certain things, and they parked all their cars on the damn freeway, got out and walked home.
I'm with you. Shut
down every fucking road there was. They changed the shit immediately the next day.
I'm with you. You're
operating from a fear-based mindset.
No, I'm telling you, you're operating from a fear-based mindset
because what we're doing now got us to where we're at now.
Yes.
So at some point, you have to reevaluate what you're doing to make change. So yeah, that can possibly happen, but when in history have we actually done it to try and see?
But what I'm telling, I get what you're
saying. Absolutely. When have we actually done it? Like Kali said, most of the people who own these buildings and shit, they ain't as rich as they need that building to maintain their life.
So if I tell you,
hey, lower this rent by $300, and we be good.
You think if
85 people that's in this building all say the same thing, I'm not going to say, your mindset right now is why we be stuck where we be at.
Because people always ask for solutions. Every time a nigga come with a solution, it's a fear-based effect of why it won't work. Niggas never talk about why it can work. Like, damn, hold on, that could be this. That could lead to that. Niggas be like, that shit ain't going to work. They going to go get the motherfucking Navy, nigga, and come back down here and blast your shit about it.
That's a good point.
Why do you think I'm saying it? I'm saying it because it's historically, what I'm saying is what happens. If you look at the French Revolution, prices got hyperinflated. People said, we're not going to pay anymore. You know what happened? The rich, over every revolution in history is funded by the wealthy, not the poor. So when the situation and circumstances no longer favor the rich, they then pay the dumb poor niggas to have a revolution and overthrow the government, and then they replace the government with one that capitulates to their needs. So what the rich people will do is say this: the United States government is no longer enforcing the law. They're no longer protecting my assets. Remember, all these cops and shit are here for what? To protect property, not people. They will overthrow the government or pay politicians who agree with them. And that government will then come down and enforce the laws that are necessary.
Name a solution, man. You sound spooky.
But this is all I'm saying, though. Look how much noise the immigrants are making, going in these apartments and taking over.
Right.
Just imagine if the people that's living in these motherfuckers decided to move the same way they was moving. They basically moving with no fucking rules, and they making all this noise.
Right.
Now, just imagine a whole city doing it. You know how big Long Beach is?
Yep.
That'd be a fucking a wreck to be forced with. So now, just imagine every city doing that. Nigga, this is going to be a problem. They're going to change shit immediately.
The police can't shut that down.
You know how much money they're going to lose from people not wanting to come to California no more?
Listen, all I'm telling you is, if you go read the U.S. Constitution.
The Constitution is not written
for poor people to have rights. The Constitution is written to protect.
Hey, we call niggas on their cap. We got a copy of that motherfucker. We got no ignorant.
You can look in the page. The Constitution. Look,
we call niggas on their cap.
You look it up. What page?
I have another book.
You been saying I never read it.
No, look. I'm gonna show you.
Read more book.
The Constitution is written to protect rich people from poor people.
Okay.
So when they tell you have the right to defend your property and all that shit, that literally the Constitution says if this person infringes upon your rights, you can kill them.
I understand all that, but what if we ready to kill too?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this is what we saying.
They got
bro.
More money. They going to get niggas that's with you to work for them to no, kill you.
This is what we saying, bro. Same cause. We going to do the same shit.
Hey, listen.
Nigga.
Power's in the motherfucking people. As long as you operate from a fear-based mindset, you're going to be stuck with
I'm
what you're stuck with.
I'm
this
realistic.
Is my problem with the pro voters. They don't want to do anything but vote. And anything else other than vote, they're going to look for a way to shoot it down. Oh, the government can do this. Oh, the government can do that. Guess what? They already fucking you in the ass with no Vaseline as it is right now. So how much more fuck can you get? Just try it and see if it worked. Niggas don't even want to try it. Nigga already shooting it down. They going to get BlackRock this, BlackRock that. Don't you know people work for BlackRock? Regular people work for BlackRock. Mm-hmm. So who the fuck is the owner of BlackRock going to get if the people join the people? The key word, power in the people. When you speak of these entities and these companies, realize these are just fucking people. At the end of the day, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your granny. Mm-hmm. But we out of motherfucking time. The game is on. The viral way, y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel. Smash the like button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We here now.
Flash me and I'm out.
The viral way.
Right. No,
he's still reading the Constitution. Yeah. Man, we out of here, man.
No,
it's too late.
But
it's too late.
I'm just telling you. The Fifth Amendment is the one that says property cannot be seized.
I know.
Seized.
Why you just insert the Fifth
Amendment? Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga. Watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too. And you a lame, though. You niggas ain't outside. Yeah, we came through. You want your lights so we put you on the shack.